Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, September 24th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we are delighted to prepare and share this message this first weekday of fall in the year 2007. Today's message is titled, A Joyful Heart. And the scripture text is Proverbs 17, verse 22, and 3 John 1, verse 4.
A joyful heart is good medicine. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth.
I have learned that the greatest sources of encouragement in ministry are those who remain faithful and fruitful for the Lord many years after we have ministered to them.
Over 25 years ago, Tom and Marcia, a very young couple, came into a coffee house type ministry we had at our church in northern Pennsylvania and made a serious commitment to the Lord. They went on to become a part of our church and are very active in ministry as they serve the Lord even to this day. We still stay in touch, although separated by many miles.
All three of their daughters are now married and serving the Lord as well. They have been blessed with three grandchildren in recent years. About 7 years ago, Marcia had a very serious auto accident, but has since recovered. She shared the following perspective with me, a testimony of the Lord's work in her life and marriage. It's instructive for both long-term marriage and long-term commitment to the Lord.
She said this, God is so faithful, and our walk with Him is stronger, as well as our relationship together. Well, it's like cement. You pour it, and then have so much time to work with it before it sets. Then it's a matter of waiting until it's cured, that is, solid and strong. It gets better with time. So many people never get to this point in a relationship. They give up on each other or the Lord way too soon.
Well, I'm encouraged by this thoughtful illustration from Marcia. I'm encouraged at this evidence of fruit that has lasted. This morning, Brooksine and I talked to Marcia, got an update concerning the Lord's work in her and her husband Tom's life.
Some of you reading this are discouraged today. You've served the Lord faithfully, but have had some setbacks and disappointments. You might be a discouraged pastor who feels like your ministry is making no difference and going nowhere. Or you might be a dedicated Sunday school teacher dealing with some very stubborn resistance or rebellion. And I know there are more than a few parents with wayward children reading this today or hearing us on the podcast.
Today, will you consider some people that you have ministered to in the past? You will surely recall some that are doing very well in their walk of faith. I hope you've stayed in touch. That's so vitally important. What great joy it will bring to your treasured memories as you consider the part you've had, however large or small, in their lives. And now they're going on, staying faithful to God and bearing fruit. That's so encouraging, isn't it? You can declare, along with the Apostle John, that you have no greater joy than to hear that you, or excuse me, that they are walking in the truth.
But for those of you who are praying for loved ones who've taken a turn off the right way, entrust them to the Lord, who is ever watchful of their every step, even in the midst of their disobedience. Pray for God's Spirit to woo them back to the straight and narrow path that leads to eternal life. We shared in our opening story about Marcia and Tom's three daughters serving the Lord, but what we didn't share is that their youngest chose to live in disobedience for a number of years. We remember well the heavy burden her parents carried for her during this time, and the fervent prayers spoken on her behalf before she returned to her childhood faith. She recently married, and her mother gave her a prayer journal she had kept during her years of wandering. Once a week, she'd write a prayer for her, and now her daughter can continue this spiritual discipline on behalf of her husband and future children as they go through life together.
Let us always pray with joy, even as Paul did in his address to the Philippian believers. He writes in chapter 1, verse 6, I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. And that's our prayer today. I do want to just share a couple of additional items on our podcast today. I have a note regarding a beautiful, I've heard some use the term Christ sightings, a beautiful experience we had in church yesterday with a dear elderly sister named Florence. And I want you to go to the site today to read that if you're interested. I also have several photos up on the site today of our weekend activities, as well as a photo I had sent to me this morning that actually prompted the story. A photo with Tom along with his granddaughter, Kylie, and their horse. I have several other photos up as well. And finally today, I want to launch a new blog that I have started. I call, and what do I call it right now? A little foolishness, actually taken from an actual scripture verse in 2 Corinthians 11, verse 1. And I plan for it to be an assortment, not in the sense of daily encouragement, scheduled regularly written messages each weekday, but messages that have humor. And there's a link to that today in the very first post if you'd care to read our site. And it will mostly be mine. I have a feeling I'll get Brooksine involved somehow, but it'll be a little bit different than this joint ministry we have, Daily Encouragement. And again, that link will be from the website today. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. You may detect that we both are still overcoming some colds here, have some raspiness, and in my case, a real restraint from coughing as I speak. I'm sure we're both on the mends, but still dealing with that. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful. Have joy in your life and be encouraged.